The debate was filled with candidate objections, cross-examinations, and personal accusations.
He tells untruths and he lies about things. He's got these great conspiracy theories that go unchallenged.
That was Paul Sadler. From the start, the Democrat went on the offensive, challenging Republican Ted Cruz to more than the two debates he's accepted.
The bottom line is, I know you don't know enough about government.
Maybe instead of saying I'm scared to face you, respond.
Then Cruz was asked his view of a videotaped comment plaguing his party's presidential candidate, Mitt Romney. Does Cruz think Texans accepting government assistance like food stamps see themselves as victims the government should take care of?
Of course not.
But
I do think part of the philosophy of President Obama and this administration is trying to get as many Americans as possible dependent on government so that the Democrats can stay in power in perpetuity.
Sadler pounced.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. You really are accusing the President of the United States of using a government program to manipulate people to not get a job, to be dependent on government for services? Are you really accusing the President of the United States of that?
I'm impressed that we're a few minutes into it, and you've already now three times called me crazy on observing that the President has expanded government dependency. One in seven Americans
right now.
You said
he was manipulating Americans so they would vote Democratic. That's
what
you said.
I didn't use the word manipulate.
And that's how it went for most of the 60 Minutes, as Sadler said he supported a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants, and Cruz says he doesn't. Cruz agreed with congressional Republicans who want to re-examine foreign aid to Egypt. Sadler argued the aid is needed to keep Egypt as an ally. The candidates also tangled over the federal health care law, what Cruz calls Obamacare. He wants to repeal it, saying it would put the United States on a path to socialized medicine.
If you look at every nation on earth where socialized medicine has been implemented, the result has been poor quality, waiting times, and rationing and putting government bureaucrats between patients and their doctors.
But Sadler says that would give away patient benefits.
You're going to give away closing the prescription donut hole. You're going to give away pre-existing condition, the exception. You're going to give away leaving our children on to age 26. You're going to give away the fact that insurance companies can't deny coverage simply because we get sick.
Both candidates sidestepped questions. Sadler declined to clearly say whether Congress should let Bush tax cuts expire, which would cause income and payroll taxes to go up.
We have to look at every single one of them and determine if we can use some of that money to pay down our national debt.
Cruz dodged when Sadler and reporters asked if the Republican believes President Obama is a Christian born in the United States.
I am going to talk about the issues I think voters should focus on.
Whether all the fireworks will shift voter support is yet to be known. A new poll gives Cruz a daunting 26-point lead going into the debate, but it also said one-fourth of registered Texans still don't know who they want to send to the U.S. Senate. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.